After a whirlwind session dominated by the future of the private option and a last-minute override of a veto by Governor Mike Beebe, granting the natural gas and oil industry a $5 million tax break, House Speaker David Carter lowered the gavel for the last time.
The fiscal session of the House of Representatives of the 89th General Assembly is adjourned sine die. The House will convene in 15 minutes for the election of the Speaker designate.
But as soon as one session ended, planning for the next began. Just after adjourning, House members heard remarks from four legislators, three Republicans and one Democrat, seeking the position of House Speaker designate. Elections in November will change the makeup of the legislature and could result in new balances of power, which means winning the position of Speaker designate does not guarantee the speakership next session. Last time around, Democrat Darren Williams was selected, only to be supplanted after Republicans gained more seats in the November election. All four nominees spoke about their Christian faith and desire to cooperate with those they disagree with, and all four ended up voting for the private option. With a majority required, some speculated the vote could have required multiple ballots, but it only took one.
Members, Representative Jeremy Gillum received 57 votes and wins the election.
Gillum from Judsonia, just outside of Searcy, spoke with reporters after his victory and compared himself to Davy Carter.
We have similar styles and our demeanors, but obviously, I mean, we have different skill sets and different life experiences, so there obviously will be some differences in our approaches, but we'll see how those bear out in the coming months.
Like Carter, Gillum was the beneficiary of a number of votes from members of the Democratic Party seeking to place a moderate they think they can work with in the position. After elections in November, new coalitions could emerge, resulting in a different speaker, but for now, Jeremy Gillum of Judsonia holds the reins. Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.